Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway. I'm Janae Pierre, filling in for Melissa Harris-Perry. In Beirut, Lebanon last week, an armed man took hostages at a bank because he couldn't access his own money, funds he needed to pay for urgent medical care for his father. After an hours-long standoff, the man accepted a portion of the funds he was trying to take out of his bank account. The money was given to his brother in exchange for turning himself in and releasing the hostages. Meanwhile, crowds had gathered outside the bank to support him.
He walked out with a wave to thousands of people who had gathered to support him and voiced their anger about a banking system that's been accused of misusing funds.
This event underscored the deep economic crisis that Lebanon has been experiencing since 2019. According to the World Bank, it could be one of the world's worst economic crises since the mid-19th century. Here with me now is Sarah Dadouche, Washington Post correspondent covering the Middle East. Sarah, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, Janae. Good to be on.
Give us some more details on this man. Why couldn't he access his funds? I mean, is this common for people not to be able to access their own money?
Unfortunately, yeah, that's the new reality in Lebanon. The man who Bassam Sheikh, is one of most people in Lebanon who can't access most of their money in the bank. The banks, since the crisis hit in Lebanon in 2019, the banks have individually introduced what you could call unlawful capital controls, because the central bank is the one who is supposed to put out circulars that determine how much you can withdraw from your own accounts. Because the central bank has not been doing any of that, there has been almost no oversight and no responsible body for the banking institutions in Lebanon. So banks have been deciding on their own how much money they're allowing people to withdraw from their own banks. So right now, as it stands, the banks allow depositors to take out $400 out of their bank a month in actual U.S. dollars, and then $400 in Lebanese lira, according to a rate that is not official, but under the actual black market rate that's going around right now. Bassam Sheikh Hussein, like you mentioned, wanted to pay medical bills for his father, who was deeply sick. He also has a very sick son who he needs to pay medical bills for. He has about $210,000 in the bank, which is a lot of money. It would have taken him, at the current rate, it would take him some 43 years to be able to withdraw all of his money from the bank at the $400 allotments. So he sadly is just one of the, you know, the majority of people who don't have clout to get their money out of the bank.
Wow, that's unfortunate. Sarah, give us a sense of the toll the economic crisis is having on locals there.
It's very easy to see, because Lebanon was for decades this center of opulence and luxury. You find the most expensive cars, the fanciest beach clubs, they call it the Paris of the Middle East, because it's a place awash with luxury and billionaires and business tycoons. Now, a lot of that opulence has gone. Now you see heartbreaking images every single day that you never saw before, of people, not just, you know, very poverty-stricken people, but people who used to be in the solid middle class, asking for money on the street, going through garbage in rich neighborhoods. You can see the middle class disappearing day by day, because a lot of the people who could leave have been leaving, as they can't make rent, they can't afford to catch up with inflation. There have been almost no jobs thanks to the economic crisis, COVID. There was a blast 2 years ago in the Beirut port that destroyed much of the capital, displaced, you know, hundreds of thousands, killed over 200. So it's just been a string of calamities for Lebanon every month in the last 2 years. And people are paying the price.
Sarah, who is to blame for the economic crisis, and why haven't politicians done anything yet?
Well, the politicians are really a big part of the problem. There's many factors that led to this. The main problem, the main financial problem in Lebanon, is the source of it is from the central bank. Lebanon's central bank governor, Riyad Salameh, was lauded for decades as a genius internationally, not just in Lebanon. who was able to energize the banking sector. He had all of these people. There's a lot of Lebanese people who live abroad. There's more Lebanese people living abroad than there are in the country. A lot of them send their money back to Lebanon, put it in the bank where they used to get some 20% interest, and freeze it for 2 to 3 years, just because they got, you know, very high interest rates. And everyone was happy. The only problem is the central bank in Lebanon is not the U.S. Federal Reserve. The Lebanese central bank does not print dollars. And Riyad Salami had pegged the Lebanese lira to the dollar for decades and decades. The peg still officially exists. But at some point, the question arose of where is the interest in dollars coming from? And the answer turned out to be it was coming from new investors. So it became, we suddenly in 2019 saw come to light Lebanon's massive Ponzi scheme. The World Bank has called it, you know, Lebanon's Ponzi finance scheme that has caused unprecedented social and economic pain. People were no longer, when a revolution started in 2019 and people took to the streets to protest the what they see as corrupt politicians that have been in power for decades, the banks shut down. And when they came back, in fear of a bank run, they stopped allowing people to access their money. And then all of the cracks started coming out at the same time.
Parliamentary elections in May brought in new independent candidates, and it gave some hope that things would change. Has anything changed?
The elections brought in independent candidates, which I think had more of a has more of a social impact and a big impact on morale than it does on the economic situation. The creation of a government itself was necessary to get a solution for the economic situation. The current prime minister, Najib Miati, who's one of the richest men in the Middle East and the world, his government is in negotiations with the IMF for a massive bailout for Lebanon. So the main thing that the elections was able to deliver is the existence of a government, because they just needed any government in order to continue negotiations, because there were fears of stalling by different political parties. What the independent candidates have provided is give a voice to the people. So the fact that we saw someone who tried to, you know, who took hostages at a bank, and the fact that we saw such widespread support, including from MPs, you know, some tacit support from new independent MPs, was a big sign for people that the reality they're living in right now is not okay.
You briefly mentioned the IMF, that's the International Monetary Fund. Is that the main solution that could save Lebanon?
As it stands right now, yes, because Lebanon's economy is heavily reliant on tourism and the banking sector, both of which have obviously taken a massive toll. Tourism, you know, in large part because of COVID and because of the blast, which eviscerated a big part of Beirut's very touristic areas. And right now, Lebanon owes so much interest on its debts that there is no other solution viable.
Yeah.
I mean, this is one of many solutions that need to happen in order for Lebanon to get back on its feet.
Is anyone in the international community trying to help the country?
The problem with providing economic help to Lebanon is that the international community has kind of made it clear, and in some situations like France have outright said that they no longer trust the leaders of the country. So the problem is where to direct money when you see a country ruled by what is perceived to be very corrupt politicians. It doesn't make sense to send more money to those same politicians. So to circumvent that, you know, the United States tries to give money to the Lebanese army or to different institutions. But as an actual solution to bail the government out, the IMF is the main way to go, because there is a hesitancy from the international donors, international community, and the local population to hand any more money to the politicians in power.
Sarah Dadoush is a Washington Post correspondent covering the Middle East. Sarah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.